Well, a number of things came together, I'd say, in the last four or five years. One of the things that started a little bit in this direction was a comment of a niece of mine. She said to me a few years ago, she said, you know, I would sometimes feel like reading a bit of scripture, but I wouldn't know where to start. And I've often thought about that comment, and in fact, the scripture in the book is kind of intended for people like that who don't want to open up the Bible in full and go through the Old and the New Testament, but would like a short passage of scripture, the Psalms perhaps, and the hymns that are there. So that would be one thing. The other, I'd say another major factor was that during the 12 years that I spent in Kenya, came back 2 years ago, I was involved with individuals and with groups in this kind of work, spirituality, spiritual guidance, seminars and reflection days and retreats and so on. And I usually prepared a little paper, just one page usually, with a reflection, scripture passage, a psalm or a hymn. And people said they found that helpful when it came to spending a bit of time quietly. So they encouraged me, I suppose, to do a bit more, and then it took on a life of its own. And the next thing is, I had a whole lot of them, and I, at that point, sent them to Daniel O'Leary to have a look at them.
And another great author.
Yes, famous man, famous author.
Yeah.
More or less from the same part of the country as myself, East Kerry. And he wrote back and he said he liked them, and he encouraged me then to take them to Columba. So they would, that would be the kind of history of the thing, and in a way it explains, it, I never set out to write the book really, but it just kind of flowed out of what I was doing.
Now, Daniel did the preface for your book, and
that's right.
A very nice one it is. And he talks about you bring a deep sense of the humanity of Jesus and the compassion of a loving God who's always near us. But it's difficult, isn't it, for people today to believe that?
Of course, very difficult. You know, I think that with so much suffering around, and individually people experience loss and grief and illness, serious illness, and tragedy in life. So, you know, it is difficult to believe in a loving God, and I don't think there's any easy recipe for it, really. But somehow,
is it a question of faith?
Faith, I suppose, is there. And
yeah.
To keep going back, really, to the scripture and to the messages and to the letter of, I would say, of Pope Benedict, God is love, that, you know, the only thing is to kind of nourish something along that line, that towards faith in a loving God. See, a lot of us, I think, were brought up with the idea that God is an angry God or a vicious God that was out to get us. And we've had that a lot in the teaching in the church. So I think we have to turn that thing around quite a bit, really, and at least preach the loving God and teach the loving God and give opportunities for people to perhaps experience it and feel their way into it rather than...
One of your chapters is feeling our way towards God. And, you know, that in itself is very difficult.
That's right, yeah. And maybe we just have to start with very simple feelings sometimes. My own story at the beginning, you know, the feeling of the presence of God in nature, perhaps. You might just start there, that something is awakening, something is happening. I think something that touches us deeply, touches the heart somehow and opens it a little bit to the mystery around us. And it doesn't necessarily have to be clearly God for us a lot of the time. It can be the whole mystery of life, the mystery of nature, the mystery of being, that we are where we are, and so on. And lots of things will trigger that. Music can do it, art can do it, poetry can do it.
Friends.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose it's recognizing, you know, being able to recognize God in all the ordinary things.
That's right, yeah, that's right. And I'm interested that you picked out that one, because when I was working on it early on, I showed it to a friend of mine, and he said, that's the one to go for.
Interesting. Yeah.
The heart feeling, yeah. And that's how the title came as well eventually.
I like the fact that you followed it with "The Lord is my shepherd."
That's right.
Which we all know, you know.
Yeah, to get a little feeling of that, you see, I think people have it. A lot of older people certainly have it, and even in the work I'm doing, we have a lot of correspondence about that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But people have, you know, experience of something, the presence, the power, the love of God, and maybe the absence of God quite often.
Mm. Maybe we'll finish. Maybe you'd like to read "The Lord is My Shepherd" for us.
Fine, yeah. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, and he restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long."